both in your own words, what made that group so special? We'll start with John.
Mental toughness. I mean, this team was mentally tough from the get-go. I think we kind of followed the lead of the coaching staff, you know, especially on my side of the ball on defense. But we just had a bunch of guys that worked hard together and got it done.
What about you?
What I remember is people caring about each other. You know, you were teammates, and that's, you know, relived when we're out here and you see all the old guys and the memories come back and the smiles. And, yeah, I think there was a closeness between the group. And then we had, you know, some great players like this guy next to me, and our quarterback was a gamer, yep. And I could go on and on. The guy next to me was a stud, so.
Absolutely. Going back to you, John, talking about the defensive side of the ball, then we'll go to Jerry on the offensive end. Stifling defense, of course, is a huge aspect of that team's success. You pitched 3 shutouts across that year, held teams to single digits in 6 games. This group also had 7 picks in the NAI quarterfinal matchup against number 2 Angelo State. That was a then playoff record. What were some of the sticking points of that defense that you saw? You mentioned the mental toughness. That team rallied, and they all had that united purpose and goal. What were some of the highlights as well of playing on that group?
That group, like Jerry said, really cared about each other. We worked together. We were prepared. And we just had no quit. I mean, never. Nobody quit, ever. And you mentioned 7 interceptions.
That's and a lot. That's amazing.
Yeah, one of our defensive ends had like 5 sacks.
Wow.
And, I mean, they had great players. I mean, they had 2 or 3 guys off that team went to the NFL. And it was a tribute to our team to hold them down. But years later, I met their head coach at his next coaching assignment. And the first thing he mentioned was our defense.
Now, Jerry, you were a top target for this team. You led the team in receiving yards. You had 30 catches, and 9 of them, they were house calls all the way to the end zone. Is there a particular moment of playing on that offense that you look back on, you really hang your hat on it?
I really can't think of a single moment. What I wish I would have done is I was always focused on, I wanted to be a champion. I was telling John that the other day. That was my focus. And, you know, like some of the in-game things, maybe I didn't enjoy them enough. I didn't, as some people say, you need to smell the roses. I probably needed to. So specifically, I just wanted to do at the time what the team needed so we could be successful and move on to that next game and hopefully end up with the championship. That was my motivation.
So now looking past the 1980 season, still moving into today, what's the brotherhood of that team still like? Mentioned off air that the both of you are very close. What are the lifelong relationships that have been forged from that group been like?
Well, it's just like the two of us sitting here. You know, Jerry was one of the first guys that befriended me when I came to Northeastern. And 1980 till now, you know, we still talk. We have mutual respect for each other. We both played at a very high level. And then other guys, I mean, I look across the room tonight and the people I visited with, you know, they're guys that I talk to regular. They're guys that I've kept up with. And, you know, some are in business. One guy's a commercial pilot, and you just take pride in guys that you know that you played with that are successful in their careers, and most all of us are retired now, so it's been a long time, but it's good to see smiling faces, and you don't recognize everybody that you hadn't seen since the early 1980s, but that's been the fun part of today.
Definitely. What about you?
We kind of had a married group alliance. There were, 4 of us that were married, so that was a little bit different. You know, I went to the dorms one time, and they have a lot of fun there. You know, I don't know. I just see him. I mean, I still travel with some, like with David. Like John said, we talk. I know several of these guys from the Coaches Brotherhood because I ended up going into coaching in high school. And a lot of those guys, you know, went to coaching, like Randy Underwood, I think Tim Holt, and more.
Yeah. So I guess just in closing, what would your words of advice be to any student-athletes in the present day? Because, of course, I'm sure the experience is much different from what it was then to where it is now, especially with all the things going on with NIL, with transfer portal. It's feeling like a completely different landscape, even from where it was maybe 10 years ago. But if you had to share a word of advice to any student-athlete in the present day, what would that be? Again, we'll go back to Jerry to start.
First thing I would say is you go where you're wanted. I mean, that to me is the big thing. And go to where you feel comfortable. And the thing about the NIL, and I know a lot of folks chase money and all of that kind of thing, you know, I just can't imagine going to a program and going to three or four different, because I think things like this would probably be a lot less meaningful than if you are with a group and, you know, you grow together and go through all the things that you do, especially when you're a college age.
Definitely.
I think it's important for a young athlete to go somewhere that they can be happy, you know, with the whole situation. Because, you know, what we see with the NIL and college sports in general across the country, especially at the bigger schools, is there's not a lot of loyalty. And that's one thing about I can say about Northeastern. I mean, we had people that were very loyal. I'll tell you another big thing about Northeastern and Tahlequah is Northeastern is an integral part of this community, and the community supports the school. And it's not always that way.
I'll throw one more to you. Just final thoughts. What's it like? I'm sure memories rushing back on an evening like this. But, of course, final thoughts from you guys.
I'm still – my final thought is I'm thinking of some guys I haven't seen yet. And there's one in particular I'm looking for who I played next to. You know, they always talk about that, playing for the guy next to you.
Yep.
And I'm just hoping he shows up, and I want to tell him – he is here? Awesome.
He's talking about Mike Gore. He was one of our best offensive tackles. Mean guy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks. I really appreciate it. So.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, the same thing. It's been great just to get to visit with some of the guys you hadn't seen in years and years. And I'm sure we'll enjoy that the rest of this evening.
Well, I appreciate the time, guys. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.